I'm Devin Sawa.
I play Alex.
I'm Kristen Cloak. I play Ms. Valerie Luton.
Kerr Smith.
I play Carter Horton.
The Dick.
Chad Danella. I play Todd Wagner, which is actually something to do with an old horror
guy. Right.
They all are. Yeah.
Just for you guys out there, all of the names have to do with old horror guys.
I thought the script was great.
Yeah.
Because it was not your regular thriller.
It was original.
It was original because death was not represented by somebody running around with a knife stabbing people. It was represented by a general feeling. So the screams are good, man.
The screams are great.
Kevin Williamson's
going to jump out and kick your ass.
But that's why I liked it, you know. And it wasn't about who's going to die. You knew everybody was going to die. It was about how they're going to get it and how long are they going to avoid it. And
I didn't avoid it very long.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
This is what we like to call foreshadowing.
The fan shot.
The fast forward sequence. Dun, dun, dun.
Is Vale is not an airline, is it?
Yes,
no.
It is.
Is it really?
No, it's not.
This is going to be a long hour now. Kristen, put your shirt back on. I can't get some.
Well, I've seen the movie. I was hoping to get a tan while we were watching.
So this is the beginning.
This time I'm gonna watch it for all like the, you know, the stuff they put on the sets, like all the background stuff, the 180. And
there's actually a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be a lot more.
You know, they did that with the airport too.
Like moving the stuff on the stand
and on the things on the walls.
The only scene I noticed was
what?
They skewed the set. The only scene that I noticed was yours. That's the only hallway I noticed.
In the bathroom. In the bathroom where the tiles weren't lined up.
I wasn't really noticeable.
And the bus leaves the high school for the airport around 5.
How's my suitcase working out for you?
I think it says a lot about your character that you like the Woodpecker movie so much that you have a poster of it.
The what?
Packer.
Oh, Pecker.
Pecker.
John Waters. Woodpecker.
For luck.
Where would you get enough fall idea like that?
I'm still here.
I think that they skewed the sets to make it seem like after someone had died really that everything was right in the world.
With your friends in Paris, 10 days in the springtime. Live it up, Alex. You got your whole life ahead of you.
Devin is really sleeping.
He's naked for the
most time. I really was sleeping.
He actually fell asleep.
In one of these scenes.
Right there. He's like...
And everybody moved off the set and just let me sleep after.
He's Devin, we yelled action.
He's like, go away.
Get up.
The movie used to be called Flight 180, but...
It is no longer.
Thank God.
You know,
I didn't like the title.
Oh, really?
What, Flight 180?
Jim and Glenn would kill me for saying that, but...
Now they'll know.
Everybody you talked to was like,
I think,
you know,
Flight
180
was
like
a lot catchier than
Flight 180.
There's a...
Yes.
And this is the blinking of the 180.
Hitchcock, Ward, let me give you a hand with this, man.
I'm no,
there you go.
Cardi, you dick!
Good one.
You left this on the bus.
Oh.
And there's the two hot ones.
There's the boys.
Hi, Blake.
And that's my brother. I'd like to say hello to him. Brendan, out there. Mr. Fair.
He was great.
Mr. Fair.
The teacher.
Yes, is your wife's good too?
Go.
Mr. Murnau? Was that his name?
Murnau.
Yeah, Mr. Murnau. Yeah, he was actually really funny. He made me laugh.
Yeah.
Yes. You take care of him.
I will.
Yeah, he was something else. There he is.
That's the best shot of the movie right there.
We had this scene where we're supposed to be in the background. It's not really in the movie, but we had this scene where we were in the background talking. And he used to make me laugh on every single take. I was so afraid that I was going to get in trouble because I was cracking up. And I thought, if this really stays in the movie, then people are going to think that I'm having a thing with
Bruno. We shot this scene at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the airport was closed.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we would fly home on the weekend and we would just stay at the airport. We would never go home and wait for the first flight out.
Really?
To L.A., yeah. We would just, there was no one in the airport. We'd be there at like 5:36 in the morning.
It was good because Burger King opened at 5 just when we left breakfast.
This was supposed to be funny and it wasn't. I'm not funny.
I'm not funny. It's a very sexy funny.
Yeah, it was kind of a sassy.
I wanted him.
You wanted
him? You were hot. I couldn't help it.
You were hot for his bod?
Yes, I was just, I was acting. I was playing off what I was given.
You wanted this Hare Krishna.
I had a thing for the Hare Krishna.
Touché.
There's
honey bastard.
So I got my brochure here. Can I get on the plane?
What the same day as my birthday.
What
the?
I was riding around on the golf cart when you were
slow push. Here it is. This is scary.
Something's gonna happen. We don't know what. But something.
Terminal.
Thank you.
I'll read all this stuff for you guys.
Mad woman. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
What's that from?
Right now. Come on. Hey, knock it off.
I don't know what to do.
They cut so much out of this because this was man and I were going at it.
And this is always really funny.
The hands
there they go.
There you go.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Princess died.
She died in a
car wreck.
Car crash.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. Airplane. They actually blew up a real plane.
That looks really good.
It does look good.
You were looking at green screen, right?
Yeah.
I did there.
You're acting up a storm.
Was it good there?
This also was.
This is my funny.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny. Let's take a shit scene.
They thought it was funny, but many of the people did not.
It was funny. People always laugh at this.
What did you do?
I've seen the movie 1,000 times. I always get to laugh.
Let's go talk a cable. I want to talk a wicked cable. Alex.
Directly after he walks in, Crystal or Blank. Do you want them to associate you with that watery sting in their eye, that reflexive gag at the back of their throat?
Does that really happen? I mean, are guys really afraid that if they go to the bathroom and a girl smells it, that they won't want to be with them?
That's contrived.
That's not like a real fear?
No, not at all.
You didn't even pull your underwear down, man. How are you going to the bathroom?
A little shy, okay? Denver were down. That was my T-shirt.
Oh, this is the John Denver thing.
Yeah. Which I think is probably one of the
worst songs ever.
The coolest thing, though, in the movie. I really like this whole John Denver theme.
It's never been very fun.
No, me neither. Horrible.
It's a great.
This will not be topical when this comes out.
Tell them how the John Denver made his way in there.
Yeah.
He's glad he heard the airport.
Yeah. And he had died in an airplane. And for
okay. Thanks.
Okay. Never mind. You always just want to fail.
What did you say? Have you guys done this DVD commentary before?
No.
It's the first one?
Okay.
So far, I think we're riveting.
I think it's turned off by now.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's listening. Right.
Studios.
What the fuck are they talking about? Am I allowed to say fuck?
Morons.
Hello?
They're not listening.
They're bored. Oh, I asked them. Oh, we're okay?
Can we curse? It's like, oh, yeah, go ahead.
I guess it's a rated R movie.
I would think so.
They know what they're buying. Go ahead.
All right.
There's John Willett. That was a production designer on
where?
The
little...
Driving
the cart under the thing, yeah. He was the guy who...
He was skewing some sets there.
Yeah.
That baby was a great actor.
That's a good sign. The younger the better. It'd be a fucked up guy to take down this plane.
No, this guy.
So the
guy.
This guy's actually good.
With the face mask on. Yeah, there you go.
Look at that shot.
But the funny thing was, is that we were sitting at the bar at the set. Was it you that was sitting with Glenn and I at the table, and he came over to
and he had like a weird,
our table?
And he had like a weird punk rock girlfriend he was introduced
to. I was at the premiere.
He came with a bunch of different people, and it was startling to see him kind of like in his...
Walk?
Yeah, without... Well, yeah. Sans palsy. It was, you know...
I just like to say my character is potty boy. And now I'm talking about a urine infection.
Yeah, that was...
I want to take a shit.
Which is kind of what I can't...
I do take a shit.
I always laugh, actually, when you say you have a urine infection.
Bladder infection.
Yeah, I always laugh at that. But the funny thing is that you're worried about... You know, having them smell your shit, but you're not worried about exposing a bladder infection.
Right. She shows how stupid I am more than anything else.
Which I always think is kind of funny. Let's talk about...
What are their outfits? This blue thing.
You know, I'm so sick of seeing that damn shirt of yours.
What shirt?
The one you
have. Yeah, yeah, that's a really obnoxious costume.
How do you really feel?
Get off the wall, you wallflower.
The best is the wardrobe, like, with so different labels on it, for, like, ties and, like, shirts and stuff. You can be, like, a Hugo Boss, like, sewed onto, like, like a cheap tie.
Sorry I'm late.
Yeah, Sean, he is really funny.
He is really...
Yeah,
it's
really
funny to see him go from like something like American Pie, where he's basically a Carter Wharton,
right,
to a dork.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Miss Alata,
how are you going to make it today?
There's that hot stewardess back there. Oh, excuse me, flight attendant.
And the guy who's the flight attendant. Is Randy Stone.
Yeah.
What's he up to these days?
I don't know. He's producing stuff, and he used to be casting director at 20th Century Fox.
He was the coolest guy.
That's how Glenn and I first met him.
A damn fine actor.
Yeah.
He looks exactly, I'm not kidding, exactly like a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
It's amazing. It's like scary.
Attention!
The wave.
The gimbal. I hated the gimbal. The gimbal broke four times, I'd like everyone to know.
Yeah.
He kept telling us the gimbal was safe.
Yeah. But you know, I always thought... But I didn't think it was scary. I was expected to go on there and not have to really be doing any acting.
Well, it kept breaking. And they were
I was hoping to be, like, you know, really afraid.
Explain the gimbal thing.
Oh, yeah.
The gimbal, what we did was we recreated, like, a third of a 747 fuselage in the studio.
It was Randy.
It was Randy.
Oh, what?
A third of a 747 fuselage.
When
of a plane.
Oh, that's very technical.
I used to be a pilot. Yeah.
He's a math genius.
And we put it on this big gimbal, like 25 feet up in the air, and then there's this... And